When I get in trouble about our noon Eucharist and what I'm going to teach is when I find myself in my prayer time trying to get a word for noon Eucharist. And because I've purposed in my heart that all the 50 days of Easter, at least for my devotionals that I write, I would only speak about the resurrection, I've kind of found myself locked in, almost in a Bible study mode. And noon is not meant to be that way. And normally, vast majority of time, it isn't. So, but I found myself this morning kind of doing that because I'm beginning to run out of things to talk about resurrection. Now, you should think you should never run out of things to talk about, but a fresh word. And I was just reminded by the Holy Spirit, stop trying to get a word. Just spend time with me. This is what this is about. This isn't Bible study time. And I'll speak what I want to speak. And then you say what I'm saying. And so that process, not long after that, I heard the Lord speak in my heart so clear. It wasn't the audible voice of the Lord, but it's as close as I usually get to that. And the Lord just said, you know, I went by another name besides just Jesus Christ. I thought, what? He said, I had another name. And I said, Lord, what other name? He said, Adam. He said, I was Adam. And I was reminded in 1 Corinthians 15, when it says, verse 45, so it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living soul, but the second Adam became a life-giving spirit. And then this is from verse 22 of 1 Corinthians 15. For as in Adam all die, and so also in Christ shall all be made alive. And so I just started listening because what my time in the Lord in the mornings, and really any time I hang out with the Lord, if I give a word that's worth anything, it's because God spoke something to me. It was applicable to me. And then I just organize the thoughts sometimes, sort of organize. So I just began to listen about what the Lord was saying, and it wasn't something new. Rarely do we get new things. God just says things to us from new angles so that sounds fresh to us. I've been saying the same thing for 40-something years. I just try to keep hearing the Lord say something fresh about it. Give me new language. Because it says that we're to sing and make melody with our heart to the Lord. So every time the Lord gives me a new verse, it becomes part of the melody of my heart. And I believe that anointed preaching or teaching is actually just the melody of a person's heart coming forth that kind of captivates us. And the Lord was saying, Chuck, when I came and lived on the earth, I lived on the earth as the second Adam and as the prototype of the new creation. So even though Jesus, as we know, was the Son of God, but he was also the Son of Man. And as we've talked about many times over the years, he laid down his right to live as the Son of God and lived as the Son of Man so that he could be the author and the perfecter of faith. He didn't just come, we've said this before, to be an example for us. He lived incarnationally as an example of us, as second Adam. Adam was man, and Jesus lived on the earth as man, filled with the Holy Spirit. Continually fill the Holy Spirit, it says in Luke chapter 4. God doesn't need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Man does. And that's how we were intended to live. And so he said, I lived on the earth as second Adam. One, to show us God's original intention to be an example for us, but in being an example for us, he was an example for us by being an example of us. Adam lived that life. And then when he went to the cross, he became first Adam. He took all of fallen humanity, all of first Adam, all the sons and daughters of Adam were attached to him. We actually became part of him, became in union with him, and he gathered all of the first fallen, sin-diseased Adam into his person. And that first Adam was crucified in Christ. and buried. Buried, put away. Not just crucified. Dug a hole in the ground, put dirt or put a stone in front of it, buried. And then he was raised up by the Father on the third day as the second Adam, resurrected. But all of us were attached to him. We had become a part of him. We were in union with him. And he was raised up, and we were raised up with him as second Adam, that we might live that life by him that he lived. Jesus said, as the Father sent me, so send I you. Christ died on the cross as us, that we might live on earth as him. We aren't him, but we are in union with him. And so we get to live the life of the second Adam in Christ on earth. That's one of the encouraging things about the Gospels. If you read the Gospels only as a historical account of what the life of Jesus was like as Messiah, then that's fascinating. And he did extraordinary things. But if you go beyond that and you read the gospel accounts as the account of the author and the perfecter of faith, as the second Adam that we are now in union with, then it becomes an exhilarating challenge and picture of the life that you're called to live. That's remarkable to me. What was so exciting about Peter walking on the water wasn't the fact that Jesus walked on water, but the fact that the sight of Jesus conquering was wonderful. But the sound of Jesus calling for Peter to do the same was stunning. That in the midst of life and the storms that we walk through, we can walk through that in union with the second Adam as well as he did. Because we're now attached to him, a part of him. He became us on the cross so that we might live as him now on earth. That's the story of the incarnation, the crucifixion, and the resurrection. That's the gospel. That was God's great plan. That was in the heart of God before Adam fell. Jesus was slain, a lamb slain before the foundation of the world. God wasn't taken by surprise. He knew the plan was going to be send another man. Jesus stepped out of heaven. And you know, he lives forever as the second Adam. He lives forever as the God-man. He still carries his scars. He's only mentioned as the Lion of Judah twice in the book of the Revelation. Every other time he's referred to, metaphorically, he's referred to as the Lamb slain. Matter of fact, the little Lamb slain. Not the sheep that was slain, but the little Lamb that was slain. So God's purpose all along was for Adam to come to earth again, the second Adam. And this time, get it right as our representative. And then on the cross, take all of us who got it wrong into his person, and he became the first Adam, crucified the first Adam, buried the first Adam, and then in him, we were all raised up into the second Adam so that we might live on earth the life that he lives, the life that he lived. My spiritual father used to always say, one of my favorite things to say, here's the gospel, the Christian life. The life he lived then, live now by him in us. That's the plan. That's the new creation. Jesus didn't come and live and die and rise again for himself. It was all to make us new. As Adam, we're still sons and daughters of Adam, but sons and daughters of a different Adam, a new Adam, Jesus. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.